Whatever happened to Jesus is a pictorial figure of what must happen to us all during our lifetime. If God did not spare his own son, how would he not together with us raise us up from the grave into a new life? I am a leader, I am not a leading. God's grace is a glorious place you will find yourself by faith. Gross guilt is what you will feel without it. A righteous man is a man that changes consistently but evidently. There are two enemies in our lives today, just like there were two enemies in Eden before. The serpent and the tree of good and evil, the devil and ourselves. Depending on which the pendulum swings towards the more, our battlefields are defined. According to God, the devil is as much as an enemy as our sinful nature. The devil is just a pointer towards the tree of good and evil in us all. The human spirit is a divine incubator of godly idea, or let me correct it, of any idea. Whatever you over upon for long becomes flesh and appears to you. Praying corporately is being heard and making sure that God hears us too. A life without God is a life in wait, a life without weight. Jesus Christ came into the world technically to give us a lost culture back, just like our forefathers have given us the present culture. This Christ culture is, however, much more rewarding in ramifications than the feeble, fickle, graceless lifestyles that we have today. Jesus died so as to give the implication that we need to die off of our old nature. But more importantly, Jesus arose to indicate that life is not just about enemies, but that life is for the living. You, however, cannot truly live until you have truly died. Adversaries and enemies are about mastery and dominion. Anything that has mastered you is a victorious enemy, be it Lucifer or a loose tongue. Sin spells Satan in nature, Lucifer pointing to your sinful nature. A righteous man is a new man. I mean a completely changed mechanism, a man that changes for good. A righteous man is a fighting machine. A righteous man is a generous man. A righteous man is a consistent man. A righteous man is a light. A righteous man is a judge. A righteous man is progressive and prosperous. A righteous man is a strong man, regenerating his strength daily. Do not be deceived. I am not in awe of you, O mighty man of God, for I am confronted by the Holy Spirit in the words of God that you speak. Stop saying what you have not thought about well. The Spirit of the Lord hovered over the surface of the deep before he said, "Let there be light." God told Adam and Eve how to maintain a good atmosphere. Satan then told them that they could have any atmosphere they choose. It is true that God wants to seek and save the lost, but he won't do it with the blind. He won't do it with those that cannot hear. He will not do it with those that are lame and that cannot walk or work. Stand the ground you are on until God comes. People get involved in revival only when it has already blossomed. Many will never realize that revival, the kingdom of God, comes only by sustaining a godly current for a very long time amongst a lot of people. We can only contend if we know what we are about. That is not just about flashes of insight, flickering prayer lives, fluctuating Christian lives, forgettable characters. Nothing will become great and contagious if it does not rain down like rain or shine down like sunshine on the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen.